Side date, the 30th of November. Kof Kislev, Rav Yaakov Hillel.
Everyone, good morning.
Shalom Aleichem.
Prakash Vayeshev, you see that when the Bnei Yaakov sold Yosef and told their father that Hayara Achalatu, that he was eaten up by a wild animal. So the Pasuk says, Ve'yakumu kol banav v'chol bin oifav l'nachamo v'yma'en l'isnahem. His children tried to comfort him, to console him, but he refused to receive consolement. V'yomer ki ered el beni avel she'ola. I will go down with my son mourning l'sh'ol. L'sh'ol, I mean, the concept of she'ol always is Gehenna. Why would Yaakov for even one moment think that his son is gone down to Gehenna? He should have said, Ele el bini avel l'gan Eden, not l'sh'ola. Why did he say, Ered el bini avel she'ola? So we could explain it. Saw such a parish in one of the Sforim. It says, in Ovis we say, As panim legeinam, Uboshet panim legan eder. So, lechora, Pashtis, Vada, someone has others panim, Vada he's legeinam, Uboshet panim legan eder. What's the chiddush here? What are we saying? So, Mephorah said, in Klal Yisrael we have two types of Avdei Hashem. Those who are the Bechinas Boishes Ponim, these are Bechinas Yankiv Avinu, those who sit and learn. They're not very active in Askonis, in Zukri Arabim, in Kiruv Rechoikim. They're not involved outside. They're mainly Arba HaMashal Halacha, sitting and learning. They are Bechinas Boishes Ponim. And then there's another type in Klal Yisrael, we call them Aspanim, they're very good Yidden, very Choshev Yidden. These are Yidden who are Avada, they sit and learn as well, but they also Oisek in Tzolchi Sibu, they are Askonim, they have to be Loichim Milchamot Hashem. There's a lot of, many ways that the Kehillahs and Kehillahs have to be protected, and when we have to stand up for what's true, and to be Loichim Milchamot Hashem, Beramah, to fight the wars, fight the battles of the Torah, in the right way. And these people are called Azepani, not in a bad way, in a good way, that they are those who are very involved, outgoing, and doing for Klal Yisrael. So it says, Azepanim legehinam. What's the pshat? So there is a midrash clear which says that these type of nishomers, of those who are mezake the rabbin, with askonas sibul, just like in their lifetime, they were involved in being mekarev others and teaching others and mezake others. So when they're nifter from this world, the neshama first goes on a detour, goes toward past Shaare Gehinnom. They take them down to Gehinnom, and while they go past there, they take all the neshamas that the time has come to leave and go up to Gan Eden. And these neshamas of the Askonim, they take all these neshamas up to Gan Eden. That's the Medrash Priya. The Medrash says there that Gehinnom says, don't bring me, I don't want these neshamas of tzaddikim. Okay, but these neshamas go down and then go up. So that's the pshat. Aspanim the Gehinnom. First they go down to Gehinnom, then they take the Helig and neshamas which have to go up and take them up. But Boshes Ponim, those who were very involved only in the Arba Omen Amashel Halacha, they go directly to Gan Eden. They go all the way up straight. They have no detours. So we could explain here the same Indian. Yankov Avinu was Ishtam Yosef Ohalim. He was the Tzaddik Ador, the Tamid Chochem Shevador, the Poisek Ador. He was sitting and learning in Arba Shel Halacha. He didn't have on him the achrayas of Askonis, to two of things, to be Mashpia, to fight the battles of the Torah. So, but someone has to do it. So who was he relying on? He was relying on Yosef. Yosef was the Loichem Melchamas Hashem. as we see, when the moment Yosef was born, he felt, now we can move, go back. Now we can face Esav. We can, you know, we have already the fighter of Klal Yisrael, the one who's going to two off and be astonished and be loichem milchamas Hashem. So he was ready to go back, and that's what the pasuk says: V'haya beis Yaakov leish, ubet Yosef lehava, ubet Esav lekash. Beis Yaakov le'esh, that's like the fire around the ember, around the coal, which is the real heat, but still it's on, you know, it's not a flame leaping out far. But it says, Beis Yosef le'hava. Le'hava is a flame which jumps and reaches out. That's a meramez on the Askonet. V'haya Beit Esav le'kash, that now he could face, once he had the le'hava, he could face now Esav. So according to this, we can be miyashev the shaila we ask. Yaakov Avinu, as long as Yosef was alive, he was relying on Yosef to do the askonis, and he could sit and learn. There was someone doing there was a lehava. He had a lehava. He had a Yosef who would do the askonis for Klal Yisrael. We loichem milchamos Hashem. But when they came and told him now that Yosef is dead, so he understood now he's going to divide his time. He's going to have to be Oisek and Askonis as well. He has to fill in the place of Yosef. If so, his neshama will also be from those neshamas who go down first, take a detour through Gehinnom to take up the neshamas. So he said, Ered el bini avel she'ola. That now if since Yosef is dead, my neshama will also have to go down first and then go up. So in all the doiras of Klal Yisrael, we have to have, of course, those who devote themselves completely to learning Torah, because the Torah is vast and great and deep. We have to have Goli Hador, we have to have Poiske Hador, and of course those who are Marbitze Torah in the door. But on the other hand, the Kehillah has to be blessed also with those who give up their time for others, whether in teaching, whether for Askonis, for Dokers, and for, you know, for schools, setting up schools and organizing all sorts of things that a Kehila needs. It's of the utmost importance. That's the beginning of the Lehava. It's the beginning of Yosef, who go out and do and fight the battles of Klal Yisrael, you know, to build up Torah in the world successfully. The Chosam Sofer in the Hagdama to Yodadea, he asks a very interesting shaila. He says, we find by Avraham Avinu, it says, Hamchase ani me'Avraham et asher ani oseh b'Sodom. So he asked, it's surprising. We don't find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ever had a topic whether to reveal Nevuah to Yeshaya or to Yirmiyah or to Yechezkel. Why all of a sudden when it comes to Avraham, Hashem doesn't know? Should he reveal him the Nevuah? Shouldn't he reveal? What's the topic? Avraham Avinu? Who could be better? Who deserves Nevuah more than Avraham Avinu? Hamchatzeh ani me'Avraham, should I hide it from Avraham or should I reveal it to Avraham? It's a topic. So the Chosam Sofer says the reason was that Avraham gave up his life for building a Klal Yisrael, for inaugurating and founding the Klal Yisrael. He gave up all his hechel adargas. He could be also oisek ba'arba amos shel his boididus b'ktusha b'tahara, to come to the levels of a novi, where a person has to be always porush and oisek b'yichudim b'kavonas b'dvekes im Hashem to be zoichet to nevuah. But Avraham Avinu gave up his life for Hashem and for Klal Yisrael, to build a Klal Yisrael. So the Chosam Sofer says the Maiseh Avraham Avinu was not on the darg of a nevuah. He wasn't ready for nevuah. Navi has to be a porush, oisek b'zboididus. He was not there. He was out always doing for Hashem. You see, even when he was on his third day of his Mila, he was sick, and his Bohu wanted to protect him from disturbances. There shouldn't be any Orchim coming along, and Hashem was coming to visit him. His Bohu Mevakeret Techoile. But even so, when three guests came along, there was no suffix. He says, excuse me, Hashem, and he runs out. You got such a Gilui Nevuah. You're sitting with Kutche Brichu. You have such a guest. And you run out, you get three Arabs, you leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run after the guests to bring them in, to accept them, you know, where's... So we see that by Avraham Avinu, it was clear that his duty in the world was to bring the Dvar Hashem to the world. They should know that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he was not working on this Indian of his Bodhidis, of Kedusha, of Dvekis, 24 hours a day, that he's going to be in a Darug of a Navi. Hashem says, Ham Chaseh Anine Avraham, should I, Taka, since he's so involved in Askonis, etc., he's an outgoing person, he shouldn't be a Navi. But should I really hide the Nevuah from him? And then it says, V'hayo Yehir, Goy Godl, Yedativ Leman Asher Yisaved Bino Et Banav Et Beisu Acharav. So Hashem says, Pinfaket, since everything he's doing is for me, I love him and I choose him because of the fact Asher Yisaved Et Banav Et Beisu Acharav, because he's doing for me and giving up his time to make my name great in the world, to build the Klal Yisrael and to bring the light of the Emes into the whole world, to tell them there's one God which has to be served and not idols. If all this he's doing for me, how could I now come and say he's not on the level of Nevuah? Okay, he's not Beis Boididus, he's not the whole day separated from the world completely, is out in the world doing for me, but he's doing it for me, I have to give him the Nevuah. That's how the Chosam Sofer explains it. He goes further to say that that's the pshat that Hazal say, Im Arav Doyme Le Malach Hashem Tzvachos Toyra Tevakesh Mekuh. How do you know from which Rebbe to learn? Your Rebbe should be like a Malach. So really we have a problem, we don't know what a Malach looks like in the first place. And how are we going to choose the right Rebbe? We don't know what a Malach looks like. And Hazal say, only if he's like a Malach, learn Torah from him. So the Chosam Sofer says, what's the gather of a Malach? What do we find the gather of a Malach? A Malach, it says, the Apostle says, "Venatati lecham halachim ben ha'oimzim ha'ele." I've given you, a Ben Adam has mahalachim. Is a oile, a yoyred. But the malachim are static beings. They were created, they don't have b'shira chofshis, they don't go up, they don't go down. You've never heard of a malach, saying today is going to the beach, he's not going to say shira. Those things, they don't have yetzahara, they're fixed in their place, they're static, they do what they're meant to do, when they're meant to do it, exactly how they should do it, without any change, without any cause and effect. So that's a malach. A malach is a static being. But human beings have aliyahs, they have yeridahs, they have nisyonahs, they have bechira. So it says, "V'natati lecha mahalchim b'noim dima'el." We have mahalchim, we go up, we go down. As it says, "V'yankev, u'malachei elukim oilu liyordim boy." The Nefesh HaChaim explains that through the ma'isim of Klal Yisrael, the malachim have aliyah, they take up our prayers, and they have yeridah, they bring down the brochas, the shefa. We the one who cause them the aliyah or the yeridah. Your only miyodim bo, a yid is like mitzad is neshama ha'elakit. He's a tshula mutzabarta. His body is in this world, the physical world. But rosho magia shamayim, his neshama goes all the way up to Hashem. U'malachei Elokim, all the malachim, only miyodim boy dafka. The only ladder that's available to go up and down is the nishmas Yisroel, which has dargas, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So only miyodim bo, the malachim also go up or go down according to the avoider of Klal Yisrael. Einan omrim shira ad sheYisrael omrim shira. They can't start praising Hashem till we praise Hashem. When we start, they start. They're completely dependent on us. So they call static oimdim. The Chosam Sofer says, a successful Rebbe is someone can be an oimed. If he's thinking of his own aliyah, his own godless, and to learn at the level that he's capable of learning, which is a very, very high level, and he's going to say shiurim, and on that high level, he's going to shoot over the head of everybody. People won't have enough from him. The Talmidim can't be mekabel from him because he's speaking at his level, not at their level. An emissar, marbit stoira, has to know how to come down to the level of the people he's speaking to and speak at their level that they'll have enough. So he has to make himself static. He has to make himself a malach. That's the pshat of the Chosam Sofer. That he makes himself static. He's not thinking now what he can say at the highest levels that he can learn, but he's saying, how can I now give over something according to the level of the people I'm speaking to? It could be in a kindergarten, it could be in a yeshiva ktana, yeshiva gdol, but always to to say things at the levels that can, at a level that can be appreciated and understood, that is an emissary Rav who is not thinking of himself selfishly, of his own godliness and what he can achieve and do, but he's thinking of his talmidim, how to give over to them at their level that what they need to hear, what they can appreciate, what they can. That's a malach. That's a Rav is like a malach. From such a Rav learn. Taka by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Vayered Moshe min ahar el ha'am. And Chazal says this is the godliness of Moshe, that on one hand he could be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pe'el Pe'adav Arbeh, V'Memare V'lo B'Chidos. He had the highest nevuahs, the highest hasogas. He could speak directly to Hashem. His hasogas were the greatest ever that any Navi had. Lo kam Navi ke Moshe. And even so, Vayered Moshe min ahar, one minute he's up on the mountain speaking to Hashem face to face, and then the other moment he comes down, Vayered Moshe el ahar, el ha'am. He could come down and speak to men, to women, and to children, and to say on their darga whatever they had to hear, whatever they could understand, at the level that they could appreciate and understand. That was the godliness of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see from this tremendous insight that a person must always be available for toivas klal yisrael. But there's a shaila. Sometimes, you know, matay yaseh anochi lebeisi. You know, everyone also wants to be a ben aliyah in Torah, to learn as much as possible, to also, you know, besides say he has to learn shas, he has to learn poiskim, medrashim, and he also wants to know halacha, you know, how to feel his life and to live his life. He needs time. Musa, he has to work on his middas, he needs time for all of this. You know, and how much time do we have? So how does a person know how to arrange and give a proper timetable for his life, you know, to be sure that he has a chelek in his own learning and a chelek in doing for Klal Yisrael? That's a big shaila, and he shouldn't lose out. So we have a Mishnah in Ovis. The Mishnah says, "Kol ha'oiskim im ha'tzibur, yu oiskim imahem l'shem shamayim." Shuschus avoisam misayatam, besitkosam omedes lad. Ve'atem ma'ale alechem kilu asitem. So we could explain it like, I mean, the Baal Tenora explains it, but just carry it one stage further. Al pidalko. Kol ha'oiskim im ha'tzibur, if you're doing any askonet tzibur, you're doing something for Klal Yisrael, whatever you're connected with, it could be a Talmud Torah, yeshiva, girls' school, tzedakah, chasmasa skala, whatever. You must know that whatever you do for Klal Yisrael, you're doing the Shem Shamayim, not for your own cover, not to think for a moment that it's your endeavors and your chokmas and your personality and your connections that are making you a successful askan. It's not like that. It's the schus ovis of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is schus ovis. Kol ha'oiskim ha'tzibur yu'oiskim imahem l'shem shamayim, ki schus avoisam mesayatam. The fact that you're doing it, you're being successful, that's the schus ovis that Klal Yisrael have. That's why you're successful. Do it l'shem shamayim. Don't take credit to yourself. But realize that everything you're doing and all that you are being successful in is the schus, is thanks to schus ovis. Then a person, okay, but you could say, you know, schus ovis forever? Yes. It's forever. That's, so you can never take credit. It's always schus ovis. But then a person is going to say, okay, so schus ovis, so, you know, let the schus ovis work on its own. Why do I have to be, you know, why do I have to be involved in all of these things, you know? So they say, v'atem ma'ale ani alechem ki'ilu asitem. I'm giving you the credit as if you really did it. Really, you're not doing it. Really, whatever is happening, all the success and all the wonderful things that are happening, it's good service. But you can say then, why should you be involved? You have no credit in it? No. I give you credit as if you did it. V'ani ma'ale alechem ki'ilu asisem. As if you are the ones who are doing and feeling everything. Although really, it's all good service. So you have to know it's good service, but you have to do anyway. And what's in it for you? You get credit as if you did it. So the guy is going to say, okay, but just a minute. if I would be learning, you know, so the reward for learning is much greater. As it says, Ein lo ra'ata Elokim zulatecha. You know, kol ha'nevi'im lo nesnavu ela למסיע עצמו, למסיע ביטו לתלמיד חכם, לא עושה פרק, פרקמתי הם תלמיד חכם, למהנה תלמיד חכם מן חסב, all the פסוקים about the reward in the world to come, all speaking of those who help תלמיד חכמים, open up opportunities for them in business, take a חוסן as a תלמיד חכם, אבל תלמידי החכמים עצמם, about the reward of the actual תלמיד, אין לו ראתה, no novi could ever see at that height to be able to prophesy about the reward of Talmid HaChomim. So now, why should I give up my precious time that I could be sitting and learning Torah and growing in Torah to do astonish when I'm only getting credit of astonish and, you know, and the reward is a huge difference. So the Baal Tanora says, Ani ma'ali alechem ki'ilu asitem, you will have credit on the askonis that you do, as if you were learning. So you're going to get the higher reward, the higher scale reward of a Talmid Chacham, because you're giving up your learning time to also be involved for Klal Yisrael and askonis. So, v'ani ma'ali alechem kilu asisem, kilu, as if you were learning, kilu asisem b'limud. So you're giving up time for your learning, you're doing askonis, but you're going to be rewarded as if you're learning. This guy is going to answer that, yo. Oh, but in the meantime, ich bleib ta am aoret. The guy who sat down and learned, he became a Talmid Chacham. And I'm doing as Kol is doing for Klal Yisrael. They're going to reward me as if I was learning, as if I was. But I didn't learn the Maise. I says, no, that's not the Pshat. This is, you know, a late two of mine. Vani ma'aleh alechem kilu asisem, you'll have brocha in your limud. The time left for you to learn will have brocha that you'll steig in that time, as if you were learning the full time that was available to you. You won't lose out at all. How can there be such a thing? I mean, a person who could be learning, say, 5 hours a day. He's a working man. He's involved in business, but he has, say, 5 hours a day. We're going to tell him, do a skonis for 2 hours, and you learn 3 hours a day, and you learn as much as if you're learning 5 hours. How can that be? Where is there such a riot for such a thing? The Gemara says, it asks a question about the Chassidim Arishonim, Shehayu Oiskim B'Tfila Tesha Sha'ot B'Yom. Okay, so the Gemara asks, if so, three times davening, and each time an hour before, an hour after, an hour during, that's 9 hours. The Gemara asks, Rochet, Melachtam Ech Neset, V'Toratam, so Adam, איך מסקיימת? The Gemara answers, מתוך שצדיקים הם, מלאכתם נעשית על ידי אחרים, ותורתם מסקיימת. That's because they're צדיקים, and they're praying so much, and serving Hashem with all their hearts and all their souls, so it's like a segula. It will work like a segula for them. Hashem will take care of them, and others will work on their behalf, and somehow they'll manage. And on the other hand, the Torah will have a segula that they won't forget it. Whatever they learn, they will remember. So they'll have a tzloch in their learning. But the Yerushalmi says, Torah misbareches. There will be brocha in their learning. That means, what's that brocha? That even if they're learning a little bit less, it will stretch out as if they learn the full time. And you ask, how can this be so? The answer is like this. Learning Torah is not like any other type of learning in the world. Other learning, you need IQ, you need brains, you need intelligence. Torah, you don't need any of that. No, you don't. Not at all. Eidus Hashem ne'emana machkima speisi. Reb Chaim Vital says, machkima speisi yesh me'ayin. A mensch hat nicht den Kopf. He's got a block instead of a head. If he learns Torah, the Torah meira etenav u'ma'amida oto al raglav. It's a special segula that Torah builds up your mind. It's not like any other chokmah. Other chokmahs, you have to have a mind. Torah, you have to only apply yourself. If you smash your brains over the sugya, the Gemara, Hashem will give you atzlocha in learning. Baruch Hashem, we were zoichi to mimshabesh gedolei Yisrael to learn in the yeshivas, the kedoshes, And all our Rosh Hashivas is to tell us that they were not necessarily the most brilliant people around. They were those who gave up time to learn, and through the Hasmoda and through the Yigiya, Hashem lit up their eyes. And there's a sefer written about Abramsky. I mean, he was one of the Gedolim in London, in England, as we know. And he once made a comment, where are all those, he says, when we're in yeshivas, we see all the Elohim, all those who were going from one to the other with kashers and terutim and pilpulim. And he says, after a few years, they all disappeared. They were not around. And the quiet ones were sitting in a corner and learning. And these are the ones who became the Gedolim. So, Torah is machkima spesi, yesh me'ayin. Yesh me'ayin, even if you don't have brains, you'll get brains from learning Torah. The Torah builds up your mind to understand, and Hashem lights up your eyes. You'll have a tzloch, you'll have broch, and you're learning in such a way that the little will become a lot. The same idea we see, the Pasuk says, nefesh amela amlalo. In Torah it says, a person who is misyageya, nefesh amela, is misyageya, amlalo, the Torah is amel for him. Learning Torah is not like any other chokhmah. If you learn mathematics, you have to work on mathematics. Mathematics won't work for you. Physics won't work for you. History won't work for you. They don't work for you. They're dead. All the other chokhmahs are dead, inanimate. You have to bring them to life with your mind. You have to have a mind. But Torah is a living Torah. When you learn Torah, even if you're learning with your own Daf Gemara, it's like learning Chavrusa with Kesh Baruch Hu. The Torah teaches you. Amela lo, the Torah works on you. Chazal say, Ata amalta besugi hazo, haTorah ta'amol lecha besugi aheret. Sometimes you see, you break your head over a Gemara, you have a kasher, you work, you toil, you labor, and then you start another sugya, you just open up the Daf, you've got a kasher. You see, oh, that's Toises. You have a teret, oh, that's the Maharsho. You go a bit weiter, Rashbo, Ben Yeshua, what's happening? Now the Torah is working for you. You work there, now you're getting the payback. You're getting the payback here. That's how it works in Torah. The Torah works with you and gives and reveals herself to you. Nefesh amela amlalo. So, we can see that there's such a concept of having a brocha, that the time that you have to learn will have in it brocha, and you'll have success in your learning because you're giving up for Klal Yisrael. You won't lose out, and you won't be an Am Haaretz. You'll grow in Torah, and the time you have left over will bring the brocha together with it. This we see again, it says, Yagata umasata ta'amin. If someone says, I worked very hard, I toiled, I labored on Torah, no masati, I was not successful. Al ta'amin. It's not true. You didn't work hard enough. If someone says, lo yagati umasati, I didn't trouble myself too much, and even so I know everything, he's kidding himself. He doesn't know anything. He thinks he knows. He doesn't know. Only believe the one who says, yagati umasati. What's the gather of Matsati? A Matsia, that means the success in learning is not like something you would expect it to be. It's not a normal, there's a yachas of how much you put in, how much you expect formula. To earn.
It's not a normal formula.
It's not a normal formula. The success in learning is always, if you try hard, is always a metzia. What's a metzia? You go out of the door, you find a diamond ring, what's $1 million? That's a metzia. In Torah, when you miss your gea, the toitzoa is a metzia, what you never dreamt that you could ever understand. There was no way you could have done it. Impossible. When we see what Gedolei Yisrael, even our generation, someone like Chaim Kanievsky, how much he's learned, and the story, it's impossible. Everyone knows that in a lifespan, you can't do so much, you can't learn so much. And they have said Siyat Vishmaya, the Gedolei Yisrael, those who are Misyagea Be'emes, that the Torah works for them, Nefesh Amela Amla Lo, and they have success. So there is such a concept of Brocha in learning. So we have to learn from all of this that Klal Yisrael needs the Talmid HaChomim, it needs the Askonim, it needs the Yisokhers, the Zvuluns, it needs all of them. But we have to know that Kviyusitim, the Torah, is very, very important. We can't give it up ever. And on the other hand, we have to always have in our minds the capability, the rotzen to help Klal Yisrael and do the du'af, to be askonim also, to have a chelek in the to'elet haklal, and that if we do it with l'shem shamayim, for sure it will bring with it lots of brocha v'hatzlocha in every way, and arichas yomim. This will end up with the halacha which is nogea to erev Shabbos, It's the Seif from the Shulchan Aruch, and it's strange that the Mechaber brings the Lashon HaGemara. He could have said it, you know, he could have said, Be'erev Shabbos, Yikra Shnai Mikra V'had Targum. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that, it quotes the Gemara. Kol HaMashvim Parashiyot Aruch Zibur Ma'arichim Lo Yamav V'Shnotav. What do you have to bring the Gemara? Just write it in your own language. Hayav Adam Lekro Shnai Mikra V'had Targum Be'erev Shabbos. Some explain that's the pshat. When a person has to be maiva seder, I think it's a waste of time. I really learned seder in Chumran as a kid in cheder. To read it once, read it again, and you sound the result that every posit twice mikra, once targum, it's a headache, and the targum you don't understand. You know, he says no, you don't understand the segula. Kol ha-maslim parashatam ma'arichim lo yamav shnoisav. You zoichet to arichus yomim. Arichus yomim doesn't only mean to live 80, 90, 100, 120. It means that every day can have bracha in it. The whole day will be blessed that you will have siyata d'shmaya in your day, that you will have time to be maiva sedra and to learn and to do and to have parnasa and everything. And it all depends on being maiva sedra. It's ma'arichim lo yamav u'shnotav. Look at the bracha you get. That's the siyata d'shmaya. That's the bracha that you can have in time. Hashem berach, it says to Avraham, Hashem berach et Avraham b'kol. Avraham Zaken Babi Yamim. That's the bracha. Babi Yamim, the Zohar says, when he went up, he came up with all his days. His days were blessed. He used them to the tilt, fully. He didn't waste his time. Every minute was something in a void of the time. And that you can be Zoyche. Sometimes you think you're giving up, but really you're gaining. Because Ma'arichim lo yamav u'shnotav.